Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. I was falsely accused as a coach of illegal recruiting. And they said, your job is going to be terminated. Nobody's ever won this case. I know y'all have heard this a million times, but you're going to hear it differently in a judge, okay? And I immediately judge them. I want to kill them. That's my judgment. And I want to kill their dog. And any special thing they have. Because they're going to take my job away, and it's not right. Candy knows. I mean, y'all can still judge me. Maybe you did a little. I don't know. But I didn't. I worked hard, and I didn't even know how to do that. So mom calls me. It gets out. It's on, and she says, Chip, there's only one way that you can win. And I said, I called her afterwards when I was, I said, I'm going to preach on this. She's watching. And I said, Mom, you must have been led by God. I said, because there's not a, in the Bible, these are the three things, right?
Yeah.
She was led by God to say what she said. And here's what she said to me. I said, Mom, nobody's ever won this case. You're going to tell me how to win this case, and nobody's ever won it. And to this day, it's the only case, and they have them every year, dozens of them every year against coaches, and it's the only case that's ever won. I don't know about you, but I like winning. Yeah. I like sleeping.
Yes.
Man, this sleeping thing is good. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So maybe we had something to do with that. And we get rid of that out of our heart. Lord, if there's been any critical, anything I'm trying to fix, even with good intentions, Lord, anything, help me. He will. Now, that means a lot to God because you're showing mercy and he shows mercy to you. You're not the judge. And there's a lot you don't know. And some of you have been holding on to judgment for a long time. And it's kept you from your healing. It's kept you from your blessings. And some of you even judge God. It's not fair. You judge God, not fair. The three things Mom says to do is to pray for those who are persecuting you. That's what Jesus said. That's what you're to do. I said, Mama, I don't want to pray for them. I want to kill them. She goes, not your real spirit doesn't want to. Pray for them. She said, number two, pray in the spirit. Watch this. From what you just heard today, watch how valuable of knowledge this was. Because there's things you don't know. Did Job not know?
No.
Did Norval Hayes not know?
No.
Did Brother Hagin not know? You pray in the Spirit. You bless them. You see something wrong, and you pray for them. She said, now the third thing. Now this is the key. I've never seen this. The God is so good. Yes. Is to whenever that fear comes up, you say out of your mouth, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. So my first prayer was, God bless them, with gritted teeth, no heart involved. Are y'all with me? I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying. That was it. He told me later, at least you weren't cursing them. See how God looks? He's merciful. He's good. And then I pray spirit. Pray in the spirit. No weapon formed against me. No weapon formed against me. I mean, it was 20. It seemed like 24/7. And then 2 weeks into it, and all of a sudden, the power of God, the love of God comes on me, just envelops me. I stand up, and all of a sudden, my perspective changed. And I'm seeing as Jesus would see. And I see their soul. I see the whole purpose. See, I was praying out of fear, hoping I wouldn't lose my job. I was praying out of fear. And now I was really praying with mercy. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
For those who hated me. That just didn't fall on me, people. I had a part to play in it. I am loving people who's trying to ruin my life. In the natural, I couldn't have done that. Are y'all with me? And I couldn't wait. I had 2 weeks to pray for them. Man, I hope that I can hug them and kiss them and give them a pamphlet or something. We have the court deal. All the TV newspapers were there. It's just going to be another. And they go through it, and the judge raises his gavel, and he's getting ready to, well, we've heard all we heard. And it's going to be like the others. We have to do this. We've got to set a precedent, blah, blah, blah. And he's coming down, and this lady stands up and says, wait! I've got one more thing to add. I'm not even in fear of losing my job. I'm not going, no way! I could have yelled, wait! It's not fair! Right? I wasn't there. And she got her little glasses. She put them on. And she said, I wanted to add this so everybody hears it. Coach Brim came to our town, and I stood behind him, and as he was having a conversation with another coach, and the coach said, Chip, what are you doing here? This is not your area of jurisdiction of players. And he said, well, I am here illegally recruiting players, quote, I'm illegally recruiting players illegally for my illegal program, quote. Illegally. Now, that sounds like everybody say it. That sounds like a what? A lie. Say it, a lie. So the head table starts talking amongst himself. She's still talking. He grabs the microphone and says, ma'am, sit down. She said, no, I have much more. He goes, sit down. He said, in the whatever how many years of the OSSAA, we have never heard such a, say it.
Lie.
A lie. And we're basing this whole case on
a lie.
Chip, you win the case. You're free to go. Here we go. Are you ready? We're going to start with three. We're going to do three translations, all right? Let's start with King James, Isaiah 54, 17. Remember what mom was led to give me? I had no idea it was talking about judgment and court cases. I only read that part. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in what? Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Okay, next translation. Amplified. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, this security, this triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Those in him who the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced, this is the righteous, this is the vindication which you obtain, capital M, me. You're going to get vindicated from me, from those who judge you. This is which I impart to them as their justification. Are y'all ready for this? Message, watch this. Y'all just heard the story. Message Bible, 54:17. But no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. I watched that firsthand. I witnessed that firsthand. They took me to court. But my mama taught me what to do. Chip, look in the mirror. Pray for them.
Yes.
Don't judge them. Don't be critical. You don't know, son. Yeah. Pray in the spirit. He knows. Yeah. You don't. Don't wait for God to come down and tell you everything you don't know.
That's good.
Brother Hagin didn't know. Norval Hayes didn't know. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
You don't know. Glory to God. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. Ma'am, sit down. I'm not done. Yeah, you are. Sit down. That's the biggest
lie
we've ever heard in this courtroom. This is what God's servants can
expect.
Oh, he's so good. He's my lawyer. My advocate. He knew that I could expect that. He knew the ending of it. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. He's a good father. He's a merciful father. Amen? It could have really went the other way, but I had a lot to do with it. I like blessings. Job likes blessings. I like healing. Amen? Then we have a part to play. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. What did Jesus say? Judge not so that we be not judged. Because he told me, he said, now, Chip, there's going to be some who hear this today, and they're going to do it. And they're going to receive their healing. And they're going to get back into their double blessing. You don't have to worry about those who are judging you. You'll be vindicated. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Why, Lord? Because we judge not. And Lord, if there's anything in our lives right now, there's anybody that maybe even we know, or you can remind me, or I have forgotten about, that I have criticized or condemned or tried to change or tried to fix when my own life needed fixing. Just say this amongst yourselves to God. I repent. I just repent. Lord, I repent. I truly feel it from my heart. I repent. And Holy Spirit, help me. Guide me. I'm asking you, help me not to judge people. Help me. I know you will. Holy Spirit, warn me when I'm about to do it and I repent. And Lord, I pray for these people. I want you to start praying right now for the people that you've judged. You've repented, now pray for them, bless them, lift them up. Come on now, let's go. You really like sleeping, you really like blessings, you really like health. Glory to God. Now pray in the Spirit, because you don't know everything. You weren't there when he created the foundations of the earth. You didn't know about a grandma praying. You didn't know about a man repenting. And here there's been criticizing in the camp, and you're trying to defeat the other team at full power. The Lord says, get it right in the camp. Get back to full power in the camp. And then go judge the enemy, the devil. That's where we're going. Amen? We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're merciful. Doesn't the Bible say the Lord is good? And is what? It's only right that if he shows us mercy, we show people mercy. And what you reap, you'll sow. Thank you, Lord.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets, because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. And remember, champions always prevail.